Mark alcoholic. I got sober on December 23rd of 2013. I have a sponsor others, and I guess we're going to talk about sobriety date, everybody's favorite topic. See if I can drag 5 or 10 minutes out of this. So I was a delusional alcoholic, right? I didn't think I was an alcoholic until I couldn't deny it anymore. Sorry, I'll talk a little louder for you, Richard. I probably should have gotten sober long before I did. There were lots of signs, right? I would think that many things made me not an alcoholic, right? If I didn't drink every day, well, I'm not an alcoholic because I don't drink every day. I don't drink during the day, mostly because I didn't like day drinking because I would be blackout way before a nightfall and usually pass out, right? So lots of legal troubles. We don't have time to get into that, thank God, right? But the thing that finally, the last catalyst for me was I got a DUI, as many of us do. Nothing special about that, right? And then that was the day before I got sober. So it becomes like a placeholder, like a marker in time, right? Where I start to like recognize that I have a problem, right? I'm an alcoholic, and what do I do next, right? So for me, I kind of went through life with blinders on, right? Like, I didn't want to see Alcoholics Anonymous, right? Like, all I knew about Alcoholics Anonymous is what I'd seen in, like, movies and TV, right? Like, Fight Club and stuff like that, right? Not an accurate portrayal. So I had no idea what I was getting into, right? But I knew enough, right, when I was finally, like, on December 23rd to, like, just, like, Google Tampa AA. And I found a meeting at this church in New Tampa near this grocery store I used to work at when I was in college. And I was like, I know where that is, right? And what I found there were a bunch of home group members here who brought me here and sort of picked me up and ran with me. So sobriety date becomes important in a lot of ways, right? One is you can show people that it works, right? That if you do the deal, right, if people see you and they see you going to meetings, they see you picking up chips, they see you working steps, they see you doing the deal, they know that that's like the starting point, right? And for me, I only have like the one sobriety date, right? Like I have friends that went out and came back later. They were all generally younger than me when they came in the first time, right? Like I probably should have gotten this long before I did, but I, you know, like we say, you get here when you get here, right? So, yeah, I think it's an important thing, right? It's weird and difficult to talk about, right? Because there's so many other things that we focus on that are arguably more important, but it's where we start, right? It's where we begin. And that's about, I think, all I can drag out of this topic. So I'm going to defer the rest of my time to the main speaker. Thank you.